but it really wants you to enter all your activity. And so I went to this, and of course I was gratified that it picked up the 42 minutes of exercise, elliptical exercise I did, but then it wants more information. So it says, you want to log sexual activity. How long did you do it for? And it says, how hard was it? Furthermore, it says, start time. Now this doesn't appear, this just doesn't work. I mean, this just doesn't work. So now I want to move to sleep. Who would ever have thought you could have your own EEG at your home, tagged to a very nice alarm clock, by the way. This is the headband, it goes with this alarm clock. It monitors your brain waves continuously when you're sleeping. So I did this thing for 7 days, getting ready for TEDMED. This is an important part of our life. One third is supposed to be sleeping. Of course, how many here have any problems with sleeping? It's usually 90%. So some of you sleep better than expected. Okay, well, this is a week of my life in sleeping, and you get a ZQ score. Instead of an IQ score, you get a ZQ score when you wake up and you say, oh, okay. And a ZQ score is adjusted to age, and you want to get as high as you possibly can. And so this is the moment by moment, minute by minute sleep. And you see that ZQ there was 80 odd, and the wake time is in orange. And this can be a problem, as I learned, because it not only helps you with your quantifying your sleep, but it also tells others you're awake. So when my wife came in and she could tell me that she could tell you're awake, Eric, I want to talk, and I'm trying to play possum. This thing is very, very impressive.